Okay, we're on there, and I'm getting Melissa. Here she is in just a second, hopefully. Hi, Melissa. I hope you can hear me. Anyway, and if it's not working today, I'm going to go get you on. Where am I going to go get you? I'm going to go get you on my phone. And I'm probably going to have to do that because maybe not. Let me try it one more time. Okay, and it's not working. Darn it. Darn it, darn it, darn it. Melissa, can you call me? And then I'm gonna conference you in. So, hi, everybody. Welcome to our show. Go Run for Fun Fitness. And we've got Melissa, who's got a great story this week. Isn't that cool? Love her, love her, love her. So I'm going to go get her right now. Okay? You guys, hold on just a second. Okay? Because it's like, I don't know what's going on here. Melissa, don't go anywhere. I'm coming to get you. Okay, Fishman. Melissa, I'm coming. Anyway, Melissa's got a great story. You got to hear about her, what her and her daughter are doing. And her daughter is a teenager.
I don't know why that it. I
don't either. So it may be my computer because it's old and I usually go in on a different system or different computer, laptop, not laptop, but yeah, So anyway, we're all here together. Welcome to the show. And I know you've got some great fun that you've had with your daughter and you're running. Share the story because this gal is really improving. I'm improving. I've got somebody else that she's improving too. She just started running. So tell us what's going on with you this week. And I got a great story to share with you too about a four-year-old.
Just so you know. 4-year-old. Ooh.
What's it? So tell us.
Okay. So I have four kids, as y'all know. My oldest, who's 16 and a half. Despite having a mom that is a go-getter, will do anything and with any price, she's not quite like that. So, and what I mean is like she doesn't want to put one foot in front of the other and go walking.
That's funny.
So I figured I would join the local what do you even call that? It's a local county place where you can swim, take classes, do running, weights. It's a whole conglomerate of stuff. And I chose to do 1 month with her times a week. And last night I looked at her, I go, well, this is day two. I am impressed. I stuck her on a treadmill, and she even like kind of looking over how fast is mom going. Oh, she's running. Maybe I should run too. And we just went forward. She really, she actually told me that she likes the treadmill and the elliptical. Now I can't last on the elliptical except for 5 minutes.
Okay,
that's hard for me, but it is getting better. The second time around wasn't as bad. But I'm really impressed with her. She, I thought 2 days a week we'd go, and then after the first session, she's like, you know what, Mom? I think 3 days a week would be good. Maybe I've stirred a little bug in her. I'm hoping I did.
I think you did, and because now you need to share with everyone. How old is your little one? All right, she's not so little anymore, but she
16.
Is 16. 16 going on 30. We all have those gals in our. And our children, and my daughter is the same way. She's a little handful, big handful, whatever you want to say. And she's a couple of years older than your daughter, but, around that same age where they know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And your daughter, though, I will say this, her daughter's a special one. She told me one of the things that she loved about her mom was her commitment, and she didn't stop. And she, you lost weight, and I saw the picture of you two in there. Great picture, you two at the gym together and not snarling and fighting with each other. I was like, wow.
No, in fact, I was pushing her. I'm like, oh, let's do this machine. Oh, let's do that machine. Mom, you're going to embarrass me.
You're like, whatever.
I said, yeah, but then the next time we touch this machine, we're going to be more confident.
There you go. That's
and then that's, we'll get up a routine when we go.
Yeah, there you go. So she heard you, she listened, and here you guys are. And by the way, Melissa, I actually keyed you in on another computer. So next time we'll use this one, just so you know.
Okay.
Because we have a virtual studio here, and love that. But sometimes again, if you don't have the right computer, the right settings, whatever, it just doesn't work as well. On that note, moving back to working out, you guys are working out tremendously hard. Are not hard, but more fun and thorough. I think it's a better way of saying it, right? People think hard is hard, and being on the treadmill is good, so because that builds strength and endurance. I actually got a Metasogen meditation to work out on the treadmill or to run on the treadmill too. So, but talk to us about your annual. Yeah, so I started back on that because that's how it originally started, running outside and doing that. But how did you guys? You did a run this weekend. What's the story with that? So
no run this weekend, not yet.
But you did the interval one, and you said you didn't stop. You went. You did a straight run. You didn't have to stop. So.
That was our first night at the center.
Okay.
I couldn't believe it. Well, actually, it's not that I didn't believe it. It's I don't know how to work the machine. So you kind of just hit start, and I'm like, wait a minute, how am I going to interval? Okay, we'll just keep going. So before you know it, I did a mile without intervaling. Yes.
I think that's wonderful. Congratulations on that. How sweet is that? You know, so you're getting stronger and better. And, you know, that's one of the things that I realized, too, is like, you know, today our topic is, because I got this from you, you know, it's a wonderful way to get healthy and in shape. And also have lots of fun. You're doing that with your daughter, with yourself, and have a chance to develop a great relationship and respect for what your body will do. And I think you're finding that out.
And I think I'm teaching it too at the same time because my daughter's like, oh wow, I did a mile too.
So
she's surprising herself and feeling more confident.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful because, you know, I know when I originally had talked to you both, she was like, oh, I'll work out by myself in my room. And I don't know, you know, some of us who have teenagers or kids, we understand that, you know, so that kids like to be up in their room with their computer, right? And it's called, what do you call it, the dungeon? That's what I used to call
it. The dungeon, yes.
You know, so I was like, that's no fun. So working out, you work out, you know, your body, you work out your heart, you work out your soul, and you develop a better relationship. Nothing wrong with that.
And then all of a sudden your daughter's downstairs and actually talking with the family. It's a miracle.
Is that true? Is that what's going on with your little one there? So
She's becoming a lot more talkative and being involved. Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Okay, that's good. So she's developing that. Good for you. I love that. So nothing wrong with that. So what's your goal this week? We've got a couple of people running with us now. I wanted to pull them on, but I'll do that again next week. And I heard a great story because you shared the story of the 102 lady who started running at 100. Now it's 102.
Yeah.
And we've got a picture of her on our Instagram account. Go Run for Fun Fitness. Check it out. Let us know what you're running. Because I'm going to post my yesterday, just so you know, I ran just over an 8-minute mile. I was on the treadmill. Yay.
Where?
Okay. Well, you know what? It's like I got a strong, I believe in meditation and prayer. I know that
I'm working on that.
Yeah. You go to church and you pray, and I know you do, and you. You know, and that's cool. Everybody has a different situation or some same situation. Just as, you know, I think a higher power I call God works for me. And Joshua, Jesus, which is the Hebrew name for God, Jesus. So anyway, on that note, I started, I said, I got a meditation, go on the treadmill. And I was like, okay, so I go ride bike, you know, at the gym and work out. And so I rode the bike and heard, go run on the treadmill. And I did. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it saves your feet from running every day on the pavement.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm alternating that. I'm doing a couple days a week on the treadmill, which I will do again today because I want to see if I can beat my time a little bit on the treadmill. And I want to beat my time and also to feel really good because I know you and I are getting ready to run a race in May. I'm actually going to do the Mother's Day race, and you're doing – I was going to do one this month, but I said, no, I'm going to wait till next month. But what are you doing? Which one are you
doing?
The Mosaic
one, May 18th.
Okay, good. And
yeah.
So I wanted to tell you about the four-year-old. So I was so inspired, as I said, about the lady who's 102. And a friend of mine, she says, Tari, how does she do it? I go, well, she never stops moving. I said, her and her husband used to work out together. He died a couple of years ago. And so I'm sure they're around the same age. But she said, I used to ride a bike. I did, my husband was in the war. I decided to work out, and that's what I never stopped. Because most women, and what I don't know how you feel about this, but most women who don't have a wonderful husband like yourself, and you're wonderful, will stop doing what they love, right? Do you feel that way and everything and let their body go to pot sometimes, sometimes not? What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think I'm an example of that. I did let things go a bit. And you know what? I'm not getting any younger. So I am going to take care of myself. It's time. If I want to be around for all my children, you can't throw in the towel.
Right.
You got to start somewhere.
You can't throw in the towel. You got to be strong.
Yep.
And you've got to believe in yourself. And I'm getting ready to drink a shake and a protein shake and then go to the gym and have fun. And that's what I'm doing. And I know that you are... are you guys going to the gym today? Or are you going to take a break or go tomorrow?
Nope.
What's your...
We do tomorrow and Friday.
So you're not trying to kill it. You're just trying to build a habit, right?
Yes. Right now, habit, not going to kill it. But, I mean, I really, like you said, the treadmill, there's something different about that.
Right.
Because, like, outside doing intervals, I really can't, you don't know how fast you're going.
Right.
But there, you're getting it in your face.
Yeah, no.
So if you want to push it at the end of the, you can put up the speed and then you see that you're going faster with a faster pace. So then I'm thinking, well, maybe next time, because it's always a competition with myself, next time I'll go in there and start that at that pace.
Right.
And see if I can beat that time.
There you go.
The whole treadmill thing is interesting.
Yeah, I used to a friend of mine. He was an avid runner in competitions and everything, and he would do 2 days on the treadmill, and 4 days on running on the pavement, or trails or whatever. It doesn't really matter. And then he says, I do that to give my feet a break, but also to build up, because he says the treadmill tree will help you build up speed. And I forgot about that, right? So,
mm-hmm.
And then I was like looking at things because I get really motivated by athletes, and especially runners, but all athletes. I mean, they're amazing. And this little kid, I saw a YouTube video on him, and it was like 10 amazing things about children. And he popped up. And he and his dad, I think they're up in the Northeast, and maybe Boston, or maybe I can't remember now, different country maybe. But anyway, he is 4 years old and breaking records. Can run running as fast as or faster than a 9 or 10 year old kid and some adults. He is he is a beast about it. So. I'm going to post a picture of him or something like that on our Instagram account, Go Run for Fun Fitness. I would love to interview him. I actually left a message for the 102-year-old lady so that seeing if she would allow us to interview her on our show. Wouldn't that be cool?
That's so cool.
I know. I would like to pull a brand new runner. AG just started running. She goes, Three, I got to run for 15 minutes. I'm going to walk and run. Okay, well, great, claim it. So you're like, okay. I said, the other day she goes, it was raining here. I didn't run. I said, what did you do? She goes, I did jumping jacks and sit-ups. I was like, yeah, there you go. That'll work out. You know,
yep.
Push-ups too are strong and good. So that's it. But I feel like that when you develop a great relationship with what your body can do. And when you tune into your body, you can feel when things aren't quite right, or you can feel when you're working at your optimum speed. What's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, yesterday I was like, man, I'm not feeling very well. And I felt like a sore throat and my glands swelling up in my neck before they even really swelled. And my guy says, how did you know that? I go, I'm so tuned into my body and what it can do and what it won't do that particular day. I said, I felt it coming on. So, yeah, it feels better. I slept all night, and I woke up this morning and ready to run. So, you know, that's what I'm doing, exercising and running. So, strength training, I'm going to do a little bit of that today. You know, the Bosu ball at the gym, have you seen that yet, where you stand on the ball, you can stand on it, and it helps you develop balance and coordination. Yeah, I'm going to be working on that a little bit today, doing some bicep curls and some other things, because I need more coordination. Flexibility and coordination is something I really want to work on. So I'm going to do some stretching for that, because are you very flexible? I think I asked you this last week, but I said, I'm making a promise to myself. If that four-year-old kid can do it, that 102-year-old woman can do, be more flexible, there's no reason why I can't. So if I start now, which I'm going to do, then I'll be able to achieve it, believe it, have it, and it's given.
And do it.
So,
yep.
Yeah, exactly. The next 100 years, I'm going to be extremely flexible. All right. So that's my goal. How about you? That's what I'm doing today. I'm going to go on the Bosu ball, do some biceps. I'm also going to be more balanced. I'm going to do some stretching using the Bosu ball myself. And, you know, because I got the Run Keeper, which will keep track of your, when I'm running outside, you know, because it times you and everything like that. And
right.
it says, you know, I'm going to do that. And it's free. You can get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the gym, I don't know, I'm going to use the Run Keeper again I don't have to do that because I'm treadmill time it for you. Is that what you're finding out, that you got the time, because the treadmill times it, you know, my mile in just a little over 8 minutes? How did you, your treadmill did that too, right? Or does that, correct?
The time, it does time, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what's your goal this week to work on? So coordination and flexibility, which I need the family size version of that. But anyway, what's your
well, goal, and mind you, I'm not used to the gym atmosphere. I'm also like doing two things at once.
Okay, so you're doing, I'm talking on the phone on the show, and also you got
Wendy, right?
in the background.
Being a butthole. Sorry. Oops.
That's good.
So now, before I would just run, and like I had mentioned a couple weeks back, I want to start working my upper body and strength. So I like the idea of going in. My plan is to go in, run the mile, jump off, do arms and what have you, and then go back on treadmill for another mile.
So you're going to do 2 miles on the treadmill. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
I'm like learning the machine. Like, I don't know how many reps I should do. Sarah's looking at me. I'm like, I don't know. Put it up to 40. Let me see what I can do. we're quite funny to work with. But
you guys make it fun, though. You and your daughter. I think it's cool. You know, so.
Yeah. She said, Mom, God, stomach is killing me. I'm like, oh God, she's staying home and she's sick. You know, you're typical, you go through the whole scenario in your head, and she's like, so that thing we did last night just killed my core. I'm like, oh, okay, phew. She's going to school. I don't have to pick her up. She doesn't have to stay home. I don't take the doctors. You know,
yeah, right.
All that stuff that went through my head. It's like, oh, so you're feeling your exercise from last night.
That's cute. Yes, exactly. You're feeling it. So I promise you this, I'm going to have somebody to talk to you next week. I'm going to get a brand new runner. And then we'll have a seasoned veteran maybe the following week, but maybe a couple of weeks a month we can do, like, first and the last week, or I don't know, we'll have to figure that out with schedule and all that, where we can interview at least one person running and doing successful, because you and I want this run club to start no matter where you are. You're never by yourself, and that's what we're doing. So I want to ask you a question, and I just got wind of this morning. What's your thoughts on animal rescues and helping animals? What's your thoughts on that? So, because I got somebody came to me and said, I'm going to mention it on the show today and every show after, and then maybe you and I can talk about interviewing, you know, something, a facility or a rescue that does that and saves animals. What's your thoughts on animal rescues for you and your family?
I would have a farm and rescue everybody and everything.
Okay, exactly.
I love it. I love the rescues.
Little Winston's a rescue, your little one that you
He's a rescue dog. My two, well, actually, technically, Spartacus was too. They were all rescue dogs.
Okay.
They need a voice. They need somebody to, you know. There was a guy on, okay, so it was a Facebook post, and he was from Bangalore or out of country.
Right.
And he has saved like 300 and somewhat stray dogs. And people are actually getting, like, irritated that he did this. But he's happy. The dogs are happy. And somehow, by the grace of God, he's able to feed these dogs $700 a day.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's the voice of all these poor little animals that people just want to do what they want with them. So, no, I'm 100% all for rescues.
Well, I got wind of one today. Somebody called me and said, Cherie, I don't know if you can do this or not on a show. I said, well, talk to me. What's it about? And they have a guy that has an auction, and apparently one of the horses at the auction had never been in a stable or in a barn, and they had bought her to auction her off. She was pregnant, going to have a baby. And while she was there, she started colicking and died at the horse auction and nobody helped her. There was nobody on staff. So the guy that runs it, no vet on staff. So the guy that runs his auction, they were advertising that a lot of people had bought all these horses, like 20 or 30 horses at a time. And I don't know how true this is, but 20 or 30 horses at a time. And they bought all these horses, and what they were doing with them is they were taking them to a kill place, a kill shelter where they kill the horses. And these are little babies, and they're mamas.
And why would they do that?
Because what they do is they take them to Mexico to get them slaughtered, and the horse meat is very valuable. And I'm going to check it out. But is that not awful? I mean, I just was listening to, you know.
Shocking.
I know. And I've got a call to animalsangels.org because they're a rescue agency. Then there's a Jim Ware of Triangle Sales in Texas. He is a part of this. His name's all over because I was looking at it a little bit. So I'm saying this on the show because I want to keep people – I believe in animals. I don't like any kind of fighting or slaughter or dog or any kind of fights, you know, whatever they are. And so I think we need to, she was showing me, she sent me a text and showed me the Kaufman Kill Pen. Can you believe that? Kaufman, Texas. So anyway, let's see what we can do and help animals, right, and be their voice at the end of our show. We can, you know, I know that you love rescues. I do too. I watch them, support them. Sometimes supporting them means just sharing. And so I'm going to check this out, and maybe we can do like a show on it or have something, a run for the animals or run for the horses, cause, or run for the dogs, horses, or any kind of animals. But I'd love to have Animal Angels here, so maybe we can do something. You and I can sponsor a run, you know what I mean? But awareness needs to be drawn to people because I always say don't shop, adopt, right? I really feel that. What do you think? You know, because there's so many animals out there that need the homes and stuff. So, and I watch the videos all the time. What do you think?
No, I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah. So,
it's after watching that video today of the dogs, I thought, man, this one man, his one voice is speaking for all those animals. So yeah, absolutely. I support saying, getting the word out there for sure.
Yep. So it's like amazing. It's like horse slaughter rescue, horses racing. They're drawing a lot of attention to it. So I wanted to take a couple of minutes and talk about that being their voice.
Good.
And yeah, and so we can, you know, help it any way we can. And also, I mean, what greater runners are horses? I mean, those little guys can run, or big guys or whatever, you know. So
yeah,
I love them. So we'll work on that, and we'll keep you guys posted and everything. But you know, just be aware and check out things. But are you talking the shelter? Are you talking about one that he's in Greece? His name is Takis, T-A-K-I-S, Takis Shelter. I love watching his stuff. Or
it's Bangalore or something.
Okay.
Bangalore or something. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, good. Yeah, they're all over, and I love those little angels, because I think those people are angels that have those rescues and everything, and you know, I know there's things that you can do to support them, but running and, you know, running for any kind of animal organization that supports the best being keeping animals safe and healthy. And somebody told me, well, if they're sick, I think that's okay. I go, no, if they're sick, they need help. It's not for you to decide because they're sick, you know. So.
Well, I mean, that's... Yeah, I was slightly disappointed today. I'm getting a little sidetracked, but my second child, who's 11, she's a junior in Girl Scouts, and her bronze award was to support the local animal shelter with, you know, food, toys, and what have you, and getting the word out. And we put bags on everybody's, you know, little railing, and I know a lot of people solicit that way. But I'll have to let you guys know how much bags we collect. But I'm going to be really sad if just go down the dog food aisle in the market and just put the bag in there and give it. Because, like, without help, all these animals cannot be adopted, and they end up dying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did a drive-by, and I saw one bag today, but I also know that the woman has a dog, and she rescued. So, go figure. But I think people, you know, they need to become more aware that it's not just about them in this world.
Yeah, these little animals, we need to be their voice. And, you know, I always remember this, that you know, I love doing runs. Like, I got to run in the zoo, I told you, before it opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing to see the animals. And I know that you and Lil Winston, your rescue, are going to be running together. And I love horses because they are great runners, aren't they? You know, a lot of animals are. And so maybe we can sponsor a run, you know, Angel Coaches, where we can run for animals and get others to do that. So, and the Girl Scouts, great. I'm super excited about it. But the last couple of minutes of every show I'm going to do for the next, maybe, I don't know, bit of time, and I want to get interview some of these people on here. So we'll see how that works, and what we can do in giving a voice. It looks like you gave Winston a voice. He's like, get off the phone and let's go run.
Well, this little man has to stop going before I can even teach him to run. But I'm taking him to obedience class because he needs to see that there's other dogs around, and that he has to listen to mommy.
Well, there you go. He's a talker.
Yes, he is.
You should put a picture of him on our Go Run for Fun Fitness. So anyway, you guys, I'm gonna let you close the show out the way you like to, and it's your mantra. And please,
go run.
Yeah,
goodbye, guys. Go run and have fun.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
All right. Bye.